For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Alice Daniel. The California Department of Justice announced Tuesday a settlement with the Kern County Sheriff's Office. This comes 4 years after the department first launched an investigation into allegations of excessive force and other misconduct. FM 89's Sarith Hawk has this report.
Among the issues filed, unreasonable stops, searches, and seizures, and how the department addressed public complaints. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood said Tuesday he doesn't agree with everything alleged, but he decided to move forward once the Department of Justice removed constitutional violations from the settlement.
It required us to look at ourselves, and one of the things that we learned is that we had relatively good policies, but deputies weren't always following those policies.
The settlement follows a violent year in Kern County, 135 homicides and 15 officer-involved shootings. Youngblood says the department has already made several of the changes agreed in the settlement.
Some of it, we've already done part of it. Like half our department's equipped with body cameras. And so we're not starting from square one.
The Kern County Board of Supervisors has approved an extra $5 to $6 million a year to implement these changes, which also include crisis intervention training. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk.